Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Okay, folks, we are on our second Tuesday as our first show of the week, and then Friday will be our second show of the week. America needs our history. And the protesters are telling us that we don't, and they are getting away with it. It seems that the thing that we must continue to learn from is our history. Yet today we are allowing the left and the racist groups like Black Lives Matter and Antifa tell us that we need to get rid of statues because the men they depict were horrid people, and we must get rid of anything that reminds us of them. Never once taken into account the world that they lived in was far different. The standards were far different. The standards were totally different from what we live today. No, that doesn't matter to them. But erasing our history does. Colonel Alan West said something the other day that we must remember here, folks. And he said, quote, "History is not here for you to like or dislike. It is there for you to learn from," unquote. Amen to that. It seems like the lemmings of today have decided for the rest of us that learning from history is way too much work. They're lazy after all. We must forget our past. And if we look back to our past, folks, we learn the mistakes we made, and how we learned from those mistakes helps us not make them again. So forgetting our past, folks, means that we won't learn from those mistakes that we made, and we will repeat them. Now, don't get me. Now I know that, don't know about you, my friends, but some of the mistakes we made in the past were horrible, and I really don't want to repeat them. Forgetting them, like the left and the racist groups we have running this nation now, is essentially what they want. Any of you want to take a guess? I can tell you, if you don't, and if you don't even realize what they're trying to do, America's future as a great and free nation is at stake here, folks. And that is the one thing that we really, really must do to make sure that that does not happen again. Because I'll tell you what, this gets allowed, folks. And things are really going to be bad. The government's money, now, if we go back to another part, we are coming back from the abyss, or trying to come back from the abyss. The government's money all comes from the taxpayers. What happens when the taxpayers are losing their jobs and not just being allowed to work and not being allowed to make money? A person in my chat room last week told me that we could learn a lot from old television. And that is true. We can. Back then, they used common sense, following the law, following the rules, obeying your parents and respecting them. You see, that's where we can learn. Respecting your elders. No longer being taught. And now we have kids who will kill if they are offended over some trivial little thing. Where is this world heading? To be an uncommon sense killing machines that have woke? Mark my words, folks. I have lived 67 years and have learned a few things. And one is, don't be like the lemmings of today. You will be led off a cliff to your own demise. And right now we have white people white-splaining to black people what it means to be black and the fears of the blacks. Don't you think that this is leading us back to the race wars of the 60s that were made, that were to make Americans not see color? For a while, we were doing good, but now our leaders and our businesses, like Aunt Jemima, are changing things that didn't bother anyone for decades and decades. Changing because of this stupidity, leading us back to a race war that I'm afraid is coming if we don't stop this said stupidity. Welcome to today's NWCR show on this Tuesday, the 23rd day of June in the year of our Lord 2020. The call-in number, if you wish to be on the show, is 646-478-5284. And we have 1 hour today. So on with the show.
Blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to Hour 1 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert T. Infidel Garding, as we strive hard to bring you the correct news as it actually happens, with no liberal spin or unbiased lies that are parroted in the lame streamlined media. Using the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason, in this unreasonable world comes NWCR Radio on Conservative Nation Media from Albuquerque, New Mexico, where America always wins. And now, here's Robert. We will be right back after these important messages. For a truthful change of pace, tune into Conservative Nation Media, where America is the good guy and illegals and terrorists are not.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I liked kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure.
Tomorrow?
Let's check with Mom. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak. Just make sure you have everything.
Yep. Can we walk home?
How about a taxi? 233 North Maple, please.
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Also, find fun activities to do like boating and biking or camping and hiking, plus much more. It's all right in your naturehood.
Best day ever.
A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
In the world of business, it's always exciting to announce the formation of a new one, and an LLC to boot. Enter now, Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, based in Jamestown, Indiana, 46147. With drones being the big up-and-coming billion-dollar industry, Eye in the Sky has gotten in close to the ground floor, and the possibilities are endless. From photographing homes for realtors to weddings with video and photos, Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, affiliated with Garden Graphics and Printing, can attain all your needs in photography from a perspective hard to attain to That's Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, 317-827-3270, or email us at gardinger@reagan.com. We are your one-stop for drone service company for photography. Because I got to my breaks and I found out that my microphone was shut off. And I did that before I started the show so that the clicking of me starting my audios and things like that didn't come through like it has been. But it seems like I do that and then I forget to turn the microphone on, so I'm going to have to redo what I started the show with. You are listening to NWCR Radio, where the truth rings free with the voice of reason in this very unreasonable world. Okay, now let me try this again. I started out the show by saying that America needs our history. The protesters are telling us that we don't, and they are getting away with it. It seems that the thing that we must continue to learn from is our history. Yet today we are allowing the left and the racist groups like Black Lives Matter and Antifa to tell us that we need to get rid of statues because the men they depict were horrid people, and we must get rid of everything that reminds us of them. Never mind the fact that the world that they lived in, that the standards that they lived by were so much different than today. No, that doesn't matter to them. But erasing our history, oh yes, that matters. Colonel Allen West said something that we must remember here, folks. Quote, "History is not there for you to like or dislike. It is there for you to learn from," unquote. It seems like the lemmings of today have decided, for the rest of us, that learning from history is just way too much work. They're lazy, after all. We must forget our past. And if we look back to our past, folks, we will learn. And we will learn the mistakes we made, and how we have learned from these mistakes helps us to not make them again. Forgetting our past, folks, we don't, when it comes to forgetting our past, like all of these racist groups that are out there now telling us what we must do, if we don't learn from those mistakes, we will repeat them. Now, I don't know about you, my friends, but some of the mistakes we made in the past are horrible, and I really don't want to repeat them. Forgetting them, like the left and the racist groups we have running this nation now, is what is this is all leading up to. And do you want to take a guess what this is? I can tell you, if you don't want to take a guess or you have no clue, America's future is as great as a great and free nation is at stake. It really is. And you know, we keep having to ask ourselves, all of these groups that keep telling us that America is a horrible country, America has done these horrible things. Well, they're not bringing up the fact that in the days that America was formed, the world was much different. We didn't have all of these things that you don't do today. They didn't exist back then. Slavery was prevalent all over the world. And it wasn't the whites who started slavery. It was the blacks. And it was the blacks who actually sold the slaves to America. So if you want to put it that way, it's the blacks who brought slavery to America, not America. Because of the way that the world was in that day, time of day, in that time, the idea of having these people sold to you as a commodity that you could use to do your work for you, oh yeah, that was appealing. But it was also the whites who got rid of slavery here in America anyway. It's still there all around the world. In Africa, blacks are still selling blacks to others. It's happening in Europe. America, it's been outlawed. But America is the one that has to pay for this. Because, oh God, my God, America is the one that created slavery. Even had a person of in Congress the other day say that. America is the one that created it. No, they aren't. It was brought to America, granted, but America also outlawed it. And if we hadn't outlawed it, somewhere along the line, somebody would have. But it would have gone on a lot longer than it did because America did outlaw it. And we keep seeing all of these statues now. They've had even Franklin Delano Roosevelt, one of the darlings of the Democrat Party. His statue is being made to be torn down. All these idiots who don't know their history are tearing down the statues of Abraham Lincoln because he was such a horrible man. Abraham Lincoln was the president of this country in the Union when the South seceded and decided that they were going to be a separate nation unto themselves because they wanted slavery, the North didn't. We went to war with ourselves, killing our sons and daughters just to stop this. And now Abraham Lincoln is being touted as a horrible person because he fought to get rid of slavery? No, that's not what they're saying. They're saying he was the one who kept slavery going. No, he didn't. But they keep tearing down these statues. And it doesn't matter what the statue is for. Hey, it's a statue. Let's tear that son of a gun down. BLM activists also want racist statues of white Jesus torn down. Yeah. And we have to stop this, folks. This is getting to the point where it's insane. It's completely insane. And why we're allowing all of this is beyond me. I mean, think about it. Black Lives Matter activist Sean King is now demanding that the removal of statues, murals, and stained glass windows that depict Jesus as a white European, which he claims was a form of white supremacy. No, it wasn't. And it isn't, folks. But that's how crazy we're getting these days. We have people who are telling us that because we're white, we have to, and this is not something that we can just say, well, yeah, okay, let's do this because we're white and we might feel guilty about all this stuff. No, we have to. And the only reason for that is because we're white. But if anybody from the white side of the aisle decided that blacks were bad because they're killing each other at a rate far higher than cops are killing blacks or whites are killing blacks, oh, that's racist. No, that's fact. But because I said it or somebody else might say it, they're racist. And it doesn't matter what color you are. Candace Owens, she's a very beautiful black woman. But blacks are saying she's white because she does not agree with them. So it doesn't matter what color you are. If you disagree with them, you're racist. If you don't disagree with them, then you're perfectly fine. Doesn't really matter then. But as long as you disagree with them, you're racist. And that's the only reason why you disagree with them. It doesn't matter that what they're doing is wrong. It doesn't matter if what they're doing is not right. If you disagree with them, you're racist. And it doesn't matter what color you are. They've proven that over and over again. They've proven that over and over again. And everybody just totally ignores what they are doing. Because, heaven forbid, Black Lives Matter gets called on the things they're doing wrong. Everybody else can, but no, not Black Lives Matter. They're pariahs. They're saviors. They're people who can't tell a lie, even though everything they are saying is a lie. And it's not just here in America, folks. I mean, they have this white Jesus stuff. I'm waiting for the day when that landmark above in Rio de Janeiro gets torn down because it's a white Jesus. And if we allow this kind of thing to continue, folks, that will happen. But from Jihad Watch comes this gem of idiocy, and we had better pay attention to this because this is just another one of those things that runs with the liberal ideas of America. The headline of this is troubling. Iran turns George Floyd into a Shiite Muslim saint. Yeah, you heard me right. And after this was brought to light, sure enough, painting of Floyd depicting him in the way Shiite Muslims often depict their holy figures, in a green robe and surrounded by an aura of holy light. Doesn't matter that Floyd's criminal record and history of violent behavior and drug use was there. And it may not seem at first glance to be incompatible with sanctity, even sanctity as a Iranian mullahs envision it, but actually, the canonization of Floyd is entirely reasonable within the context of present-day Iran. When it ordered the Iranian people to scream death to America every Friday in mosques, the regime already made the destruction of America into a holy act. The destructive riots and ongoing unrest in the United States that began with Floyd's murder can be seen through pious Shiite eyes as a manifestation of Allah's judgment against the great Satan, which is us. So they are holy as well, and therefore their linchpin Floyd is a saint. What else could he be? Few Americans realize it, but death to America is not just empty sloganeering or braggadocio. It is the held guiding principle of the entire Iranian regime, even as Barack Obama's calamitous nuclear agreement with Iran was being concluded, a decisive majority of the Iranian Majlis, or parliament, declared the martyr nurturing nation of Iran is not at all prepared to abandon the slogan of death to America under the pretext of a nuclear agreement. Remember also, in an Islamic context, a martyr is not simply someone who dies for his faith. It is someone who takes hold of the Quran's promise of paradise to those who kill and are killed for Allah. And that's in the Quran, chapter 9, verse 111. If the Iranian nation is nurturing as it is raising a generation of killers. The assembled parliamentarians added that death to America, which according to them, the death to America chanted at weekly Friday prayers in mosques and protests, had turned into a symbol of Islamic Republic and all struggling nations. Chanting death to America is a symbol of Islamic Republic, a communal desire to destroy the United States and commit mass murder of its citizens is the Islamic Republic of Iran's very reason for being. And anybody who follows the Quran believes this. So why are we allowing all of these Muslims to become part of our Congress? That is what they want, after all. They want people in high places of power in the United States so they can help to destroy us from within. And what is going on today? We are being destroyed from within. And that's just, it's insane to think of these things. But you keep thinking about what is going on, what is being pushed in this nation. And what's being pushed in this nation today is, if anything is white, it has to be destroyed. And I'm just waiting for the day when it suddenly, we have a sudden snowstorm and somebody's going to be offended because the snow coming down is white and they want that changed. Somebody's going to call out, oh, white snowflakes, those are racist. We have to change them. They got to be gray or black or brown or something, just not white. And the only thing that I can think of that can change the color of snow is to make our atmosphere so freaking dirty that it kills people and makes the snow filthy before it can hit the ground. Are we to that point? Maybe not quite yet, but it's coming. If we don't stop and watch what is going on, folks, because this is getting insane. And the farther we let this go, the more insane it's going to get. And another one that I had found from Jihad Watch came in three parts. Person talking, his name was Ghassan Westhaw, and he says, tomorrow belongs to Islam. Yeah, if we keep going the way that we are going today, yeah, I can tell you, yes, it does. And nobody is saying anything about this, except the only thing that's being said about all of this is the fact that here we are in America, supposedly the freest nation in the world. What is going on? We're letting this nation be torn down by a bunch of criminals who are saying that everybody else is racist when they are the ones who are the racist ones. They're pulling race out of everything, whether it has anything to do with race or not. They're pulling it out. Aunt Jemima, oh, that's racist, hasn't bothered anybody for over 100 years. But now we have these lemmings of today who are lawbreakers, and they're saying, oh, man, we got to save the United States. Change Aunt Jemima, because that is racist, don't you know? I wouldn't be surprised if they came up with a name like Antifa. A-U-N-T-T-I-F-A, Antifa. Yeah. I could see that happening. But if they do that, they'd have to keep the black woman. Maybe change her to a black man or something. I don't know. But this whole idea that we're letting this nation be led down the path of destruction like we are and not saying a damn thing about it, that's one of the reasons why this show exists. because I don't care what is going on. I see right from wrong. I was taught right from wrong. And I try to do what's right. None of these idiots running around the nation breaking into buildings and tearing down buildings and beating up people because they disagree with them. None of them know right from wrong because they're not doing right. They're doing wrong, and then they're accusing all of us who do right as racists. Folks, the government's money, the money that the government gets or has to spend, all comes from the taxpayers. And what happens when the taxpayers are losing their jobs and not being allowed to work like is going on today? A person in my chat room last week told me that we could learn a lot from old television. And that is true, we can. They used common sense. They used following the law. They used following the rules, obeying your parents and respecting them, respecting your elders, all the things that are no longer being taught. And now we have children, kids, growing up who will kill if they are offended over some trivial little bitty thing. Where is this world heading? To being uncommon sense, killing machines that have woke, nothing more. And being woke that way goes against God and our country. Mark my words, I've lived 67 years and I've learned a few things. And one is, don't be like the lemmings of today. You will be led off a cliff to your demise. Right now we have white people, white-splaining to black people what it means to be black and the fears of blacks. Don't you think this is leading us back to the race wars of the 60s that actually happened to make America's not see color? For a while we were doing good, but now our leaders and our businesses, like Aunt Jemima, which I talked about a few minutes ago, are being changed. They're changing because Aunt Jemima, oh my God, that is just racist. No, it wasn't. If you think about it in the way a normal thinking human being would think, that is actually saying, wow, Aunt Jemima, she really had something great. Look at that syrup that she had. That is just the best syrup that I have ever tasted. What's racist about that, folks? What is racist about that? And it's not. And Rice Krispies turmoil now because all three of those little things that are on their cereal boxes were white. They weren't white, brown, and black. They were all white. It doesn't matter that most of the nation is white. You look on TV nowadays, if television followed life, we'd be three quarters black because television is three quarters black. That's the way Hollywood is. That's the way Hollywood wants it. That's the way the left wants it. And the sad part about it is the right, who are against all of this stuff, is being made to follow all of this stuff because it's being forced down our collective throats. And nobody is rising up. Nobody is saying, now, wait a minute, this is stupid. Let's stop this insanity before it destroys this nation. No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. And this whole thing with this black NASCAR driver, Bubba Wallace, that's now being called a hoax. People were saying that he had a noose in his garage. If you look at the photos, folks, the noose was actually a little loop at the bottom of the rope to pull down the hood, pull down the garage door. What was that loop for? To stick your finger in and pull down so that you would have some leverage to get that garage door shut. But no, it was a loot noose. Didn't matter that it was just very little. Nobody's neck could even get into that. The only reason for that noose was to hang black people. Yeah, right. That is the stupidity that this nation is heading towards. That is the stupidity that's going on in this nation now. And all of this stuff about coronavirus. Oh, we're still being locked down, folks. The states that are following through with the liberal mindset are keeping locked down. And all the ones that have opening back up, oh, they're being told now, we're being told all over the place now that they have got more coronavirus things than we have seen. The other day, right after that Trump rally, told that the day after the Trump rally, there were more coronavirus people who had been exposed to coronavirus and had come down with coronavirus than in our history, practically. And nobody is saying a damn thing about this. It takes almost 2 weeks for coronavirus to hit you to the point where it will hit you. But this was the next day. Oh, yeah, all these people who went to the Trump rally, they caught coronavirus. This shows that we have to keep the country closed down. We have to keep it closed down so that it stays closed down. And why we do this? Because the left wants it that way. They want this nation to be closed down. They want this nation to be shut. They want this nation to be closed so that nobody can work, so that nobody can make money, so that businesses go out of business and our economy plummets. That's exactly what they're after. That's exactly what they are after. They want this nation destroyed. And the sad part about it is, like I've been telling you folks all along, they want the nation destroyed, and everybody who actually matters, who is following the right thing, they're starting to fall right in line and becoming lemmings to go right over that cliff with the rest of them. And the insanity of this is killing this nation, folks. You are listening to NWCR Radio, where the truth rings free with the voice of reason in this very unreasonable world. You are listening to Conservative Nation Media, where freedom-loving Americans congregate. Media is proud to announce our newest show, Black by Color Only. For all you fruit bats out there, this is a fruit bat free radio show and well worth the listen. Tune in to Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. As we continue to grow, we are excited to announce the formation of a new show here on CNM. So here we go again. Coming soon, our latest, this one will be called Nada with Mango, and it will be airing on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That will give us three shows, and we will then cover three nights a week. With Chris Mango, the host, we have another great show coming, Nada or National Association of Disgruntled Americans with Mango, we see this show doing very well too. So stay tuned for our new show coming soon on Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We are proud to announce Nada with Mango on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins. Okay, we get back right now because the first 30 minutes of my show probably didn't exist because I had my microphone shut off. I'm going for another half hour today because of that plain and simple fact, because there are things I didn't get covered because I had to repeat what I had done the first half hour of the show. There are things going on today that just actually, if you have any common sense left, it will blow your mind, folks. Another one from Jihad Watch that I found, headlined, Muslim who once threatened to behead a rival with the sword of Islam. Yeah, this is happening in the United States, folks. Launches a petition to rename the city of St. Louis. Umar Lee, who is a convert to Islam from St. Louis, was once enough of an Islamic supremacist to write to a rival, quote, I could cut your neck with the sword of Islam and watch you squeal like a bitch, like Daniel Pearl, unquote. In an email exchange with me, who was Robert Spencer, he endorsed the death penalty for apostasy. He is also an unstable personality who briefly returned to Christianity in 2013, only to become a Muslim again abruptly and under circumstances that were never really explained. He has also been on record for years as a hater of America, writing back in 2009 that it was not permissible for Muslims to join an infidel army. Okay, you got this one now. Does that help make any sense to what I'm getting ready to talk about here? Now he is enjoying another moment in the spotlight due to the leftist jihadist alliance. Given the aggression and fanaticism of the leftists who are tearing down statues these days, the ignorant cowards on the other side who neither know their own history or are inclined to defend it, he may well get his wish. Make no mistake, this call to rename St. Louis is not based on Louis the Ninth's fanaticism. As far as Umar Lee and his cohorts are concerned, that is likely a mark in his favor. Because Louis the Ninth was that he was a Christian and not an ordinary Christian, but a crusade leader that will not do in our woke new world. Watch for the unveiling of Saladin, Missouri. The petition calls for St. Louis to be renamed. Removal of statues on Art Hill by Sam Masterson, and this is on KMOX June 19th. It said, St. Louis, a petition has been made with hopes of changing the city's name in St. Louis and taking down a statue of its namesake, St. Louis the Ninth, in Forest Park. The creators say that the city's name is outright disrespect to Jewish and Muslim residents, and they're asking for support. The petition on change.org was stated this week after the statue of Christopher Columbus in Tower Grove Park was taken away. Local writer Umar Lee is a co-signer of the petition. For those unfamiliar with King Louis IX, he was a rabid anti-Semite who spearheaded many persecutions against the Jewish people. Centuries later, Nazi Germany gained inspiration and ideas from Louis IX as they embarked on a campaign of murderous genocide against the Jewish people. Louis IX was also vehemently Islamophobic and led a murderous crusade against the Muslims, which ultimately cost him his life. The petition states, the statue of Louis IX, which now sits on top of Art Hill in front of St. Louis Art Museum, was unveiled in 1906. It served as the symbol of St. Louis until the Gateway Arch was completed in 1965. But this is where this is all going, folks. They want to change America. Not to anything we would want, not to anything that it was formed as. They want to make sure that everything that we want and everything that this nation was formed as is horrible, the worst thing that could possibly happen to anybody. And because our schools are not teaching our children the true history of this nation anymore, can you see what's coming here, folks? Coming, folks, is a complete generation of, ignoramuses who were not taught history of the United States, but were taught something totally different. The ideals of criminals and racists. And in their eyes, America is the Satan that must be gotten rid of. And as long as we follow these idiotic ideals of these people who keep doing these things, who keep breaking our laws and then telling us that we're wrong for wanting to stop them, this idiocy will continue. And it will continue until this nation is destroyed. And that is their modus operandi after all. That's what they want. That's what they are aiming for. The destruction of this nation and the destruction of every voice that dissents theirs. The only reason why this show is really not that in that bad of a shape right now is because not many people are listening to it. People in Washington, I seriously doubt if anybody in our government has ever heard me. But mark my words, I keep this kind of thing up. I keep pushing for stuff that the left doesn't want, or all of these criminals who are now destroying this country from coast to coast doesn't want. Somebody is going to hear. Somebody will take action, and somebody will try to shut me down. As happens to everyone who disagrees or dissents with the left or these criminals destroying property all over the nation and then stealing parts of cities, making a wall to keep people out. Now that seems kind of strange too, because aren't all of these people the ones who keep telling us that walls are immoral? We cannot have a wall on our southern border because it keeps people out. But here they are in Seattle building a wall around their little Chaz area to keep people out that they don't want in there. And I've even seen reports of where white people get bashed in the heads because they're there. Black people get bashed in the heads because they're there and don't agree with them. Color doesn't matter to these folks, to these people, folks. It doesn't matter one little bit. The only thing that matters is that the people that they have with them agree with their idiotic and racist ideals. And that's what they are, racist ideals. And they're racist because anybody who doesn't agree with them needs to be gotten rid of. And it doesn't matter what color they are. It's like I had mentioned before, and I think it probably didn't happen on the air because my microphone was shut off. They've even gone after Candace Owens. She's black. She does not agree with them. But because she doesn't agree with them, she's white, needs to be gotten rid of. And it all comes down to whether you agree with their criminality or not. And if you don't, you're racist, you need to be gotten rid of. And all these ideals, these calls for tearing down statues of our past so that we cannot learn from our past. We cannot know what caused us to be the way we are today, that caused us to be more so-called civilized. Well, we were until all this stuff had started to happen. But it's been coming for a while now, folks, and people have been totally ignoring this since it started coming. And it started coming with complete earnestness when Obama became president. He became president so that maybe he'd get rid of racism. No, he started it. He got it going full speed, put it into fourth gear, and it's roaring down the freeway now. And he's still even coming into this whole thing saying, oh, Trump is destroying America because of racism. No, America's being destroyed because of racism, but it doesn't have anything to do with Trump. And it doesn't have anything to do with conservatives who are sticking to the law. But it has everything to do with the ones who are calling everyone racist when they don't agree with them, calling everyone racist when they want to follow the laws, calling everyone racist because they don't agree with the criminals. And the criminals are getting away with this right now, folks, because the cops are being disbanded all over the nation. Cops are quitting all over the nation. Seattle is absolutely horrible right now. People are being hurt and killed. I saw an article yesterday in the news on NBC, I think it was. They actually showed a man wandering around Seattle saying, this is embarrassing what Seattle has become. And I remember Seattle. I've been there. It was a gorgeous city. Not anymore. Antifa and Black Lives Matter have destroyed that city. There's trash everywhere. And they continue blithely going on. And the mayor continues to blithely give these criminals what they want. While Americans who actually value the law and want the law to be followed sit back and shake our heads in dismay at what is going on in this nation. And it's like I said before, with these protests for George Floyd, they were perfectly fine. They were following the Constitution as long as they were peaceful. Because the Constitution grants you the ability to gather in peaceful protest. But once they became violent, once they started breaking the laws, once they started destroying property, once they started hurting people because they disagreed with them, once they started killing people, their right to protest ended. And why they are not being stopped now is a show that American law and order is being torn apart.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Yeah. Vietnam was the war where American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefields, but where the enemy was nothing more than ghosts in the jungle, and they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol, six men who fought the whole war together, spreading death and destruction along with vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the enemy with cutthroat precision and accuracy. Now, years later, Matt Joseph works as a private investigator in Tucson, Arizona, running his own business, the Matt Joseph Investigations Company. His best friend and former commander of the Vampire Patrol is chief of police of South Tucson Police Department. The job that gets Matt on this case also brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present day, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Roof Butte not only holds a mystery, but also a dark cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the evening sky. Matt has been hired to find out what is going on without getting caught up in its death and destruction in the process. Night Owls is the first in a new series of mysteries featuring Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://www.amazon.com/dp/15002844491. It's also available in digital form on Amazon, too. That's Night Owls, a Matt Joseph mystery by Robert P. Garding. Order it now. Okay, we are back for the final segment of this show. You are listening to NWCR Radio, where the truth rings free with the voice of reason in this very unreasonable world. Okay, we are back. Trump touts law and order and silent majority in return to the campaign trail at the Oklahoma rally. President Trump, in his return to the campaign trail on Saturday, declared that the silent majority is stronger than ever and touted the Republicans as a party of Abraham Lincoln and law and order in comments appearing to indicate how he will frame his reelection campaign as the November election approaches. Trump made the declaration in one of his trademark rallies at Tulsa, Oklahoma, where thousands streamed into the BOK Center amid protests outside and lingering controversy over the potential coronavirus risk. And I already told you about that one. The day after this rally, there was an article about how the coronavirus cases have suddenly jumped after the rally. The problem with that is, folks, it takes weeks for coronavirus to even take hold, 24 hours or less. And that's what the media was counting on there. They were counting on this being told that this rally caused a new influx of coronavirus when it hasn't. That was a bald-faced lie. But he said to the crowd, he said, "I stand before you today to declare that the silent majority is stronger than ever before. 5 months from now, we're going to defeat Sleepy Joe Biden. We're going to stop the radical left. We're going to build a future of safety and opportunity. Republicans are the party of liberty, equality, justice for all. We are the party of Abraham Lincoln. We are the party of law and order." Now, and there's where this whole thing is going, folks. We have people from Antifa and Black Lives Matter going in and tearing down statues of Abraham Lincoln because he was such a horrible guy, don't you know? Stems down from the fact that the American children, which include these Antifa and Black Lives Matter morons, they're not being taught history anymore. So they get told something that they are in worse shape than any blacks have ever been in their lives, in anybody's lives. and they believe it, when they are in so much better shape than they have ever been. But because they're told all this bull crap about what America did in the past and that it was America's fault for everything that happened all over the world, even when America didn't exist yet, good enough for them. Let's go out and destroy stuff. Let's go out and kill somebody. Let's go out and beat somebody's head up against the wall because they don't agree with us. Yes, folks, that is the mentality of what is going on in this nation today. And as long as we allow this kind of thing, as long as we allow this, it's going to continue to get worse. And then we have this thing about Bolton's book that is coming out. This, to me, doesn't make sense at all. Because in this one, a federal judge ruled last Saturday, that former National Security Advisor John Bolton can move forward in publishing his tell-all book, despite efforts by the Trump administration to block its release because of concerns that classified information could be released. U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth made clear his concerns that Bolton had, quote, gambled with national security of the United States by opting out of a pre-publication review process meant to prevent government officials from spilling classified secrets and memoirs. This went against national security, but it's being allowed. That's where this nation is heading, folks. The judge essentially said it is bad for national security, but he's going to allow it anyway. Must be a leftist judge. But said the memoir due out this last Tuesday criticizes Donald Trump's foreign policy decisions during the year and a half that Bolton spent in the White House. Lamberth frowned upon the way Bolton went about publishing the book. Bolton took it, quote, upon himself to publish his book without securing final approval from national intelligence authorities, unquote, and perhaps caused irreparable harm to national security. This is what Lamberth, the judge, said. Irreparable harm to national security, but he's allowing it anyway. I don't know about you folks, but if a judge said something like that, that a book that was being published for national security, wouldn't you think the judge would say no? That ain't happening. It ain't going to be published. But not this one. He said, the article went on and said, with the 200,000 copies already distributed to booksellers across the country, attempting to block its release would be futile, the judge wrote. A single dedicated individual with a book in hand could publish its contents far and wide from his local coffee shop. So that makes it right? That makes it okay? Apparently so. Was something that was good for Trump and didn't hurt national security? I'll bet that judge would have said something about that. Oh, yes, he wouldn't have allowed it then. In my final story here, Antifa's call to violence gets free rein on Twitter while Trump is censored. Twitter has twice muted the voice of the prolifically tweeting Donald Trump with a fact check and another shielded post where he allegedly glorified violence against the thuggish rioters in Minneapolis, which he didn't. But groups and individuals who identify with Antifa, the anarchists who agitate for violence and destruction, most recently followed the excessive police force death of George Floyd in Minneapolis have been allowed to spread their destructive messages on Twitter. Sure, the platform suspended the account of one such group, but dozens, if not hundreds more, spout their disruptive anarchist garbage on the site, providing followers with to violent resistance against authorities. Now, Twitter's rules explicitly state you may not threaten violence against an individual or a group of people. We also prohibit the glorification of violence. Learn more about our violent threat and glorification of violence policies, and you may not threaten to promote terrorism or violent extremism. But what are they doing? They're allowing it. Also, you may not threaten or promote terrorism or violent extremism. There is no place on Twitter for terrorist organizations or violent extremist groups and individuals who affiliate with and promote their illicit activities. The violence that these groups engage in and or promote jeopardizes the physical safety and well-being of those targeted. Our assessments in this context are informed by national and international terrorism designations. We also assess organizations under our violent extremist group criteria. Violent extremist groups are those that meet all of the following below criteria. Identify through their stated purpose, publications, or actions as an extremist group. Sounds like Antifa and Black Lives Matter to me. Have engaged in or currently engaged in violence and or promotion of violence as a means to further their cause. That also sounds like Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Target civilians in their acts and or promotion of violence. That sounds like Antifa and Black Lives Matter. We examine a group's activities both on and off Twitter to determine whether they engage in and or promote violence against civilians to advance a political, religious, and or social cause. Yet Antifa's thugs have been allowed to promote violence and organize those efforts on Twitter almost unhindered. Ryan Shapiro said, "We're literally in the midst of a popular uprising for racial and democratic justice on one side and continued legal lynching and rapidly escalating fascist takeover on the other. Pick a side. Act like the fascist hordes are at our gate, because they are. This is it. History is now." Kelly Kim, "The President of the United States has officially declared those who oppose fascism to be the enemy." Really? Donald J. Trump, "The United States of America will be designating Antifa as a terrorist organization." Who is the ones who are pushing for violence? It's definitely not Donald Trump. He's trying to help this nation. Antifa and Black Lives Matter are trying to destroy it, along with the left and many on the right nowadays. And people, if you don't think it matters, you had better speak up and tell your representatives to get their heads out of their asses and do the right thing, or this nation is in trouble. And then we have a story here. California schools named after Washington and Jefferson will be renamed now, thanks to Black Lives Matter. Got no end, folks, if we don't stop this, and we don't stop this soon. This nation is in trouble. It is being torn apart from the inside by a bunch of criminals who have decided on their own that what they want is what we want, whether we want it or not. And if we disagree with them, if we don't agree with them, and we fight what they are trying to push on this nation, then we are the racist. We are the ones who are wrong. We are the ones who shouldn't be allowed. And this whole idea that what is going on today is good for America is a bunch of hogwash, and it always will be, because people who break the law are not, and let me repeat this, not good for America. And as long as the people do not follow the laws and start rising up against these completely anarchist criminal organizations, and then make our government follow the laws that they're supposed to be there to follow, then this nation is pretty much done for. And it's time that we started to realize this. This is Robert the Infidel with this edition of Tuesday's NWCR show. NWCR. And we will be back on Friday. And I hope that you finally get to hear this show, because I know there was somebody in the chat room for a while, and because nobody, they couldn't hear anything, they came back four times and left because there was nothing there. So that is the reason why I went with the extra half hour. Actually, I've gone 4 minutes over that. But God bless America, folks. God bless our nation. God bless our leaders to do the right thing. And God bless the police, because they need God's help on this one. And as a friend of mine used to always say, we will not be ruled. Have a good and safe week, and I'll see you again on Friday. You all.